The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Nedarim, Nachman Dalet. Today's daf is being studied in the Ilu Nishmat Morzekeni by Yosef ben Sarah, the Ilu Nishmat Abraham ben Esther, the Ilu Nishmat Golda bat Miriam, Ruach Hashem Terinchena began Eden Amen, Vashlema Moshe ben Dina. The Gemara, we begin today on Nun Dalet Amud Rishon, starting from the top line, Mishnah. Hanoder min hayarak. A person made a neder against yarak. Literally, yarak would be vegetables. Mutar bedilu'in. Even though he said vegetables, he's still permissible with dilu'in. What's dilu'in? Gourd. That's like a squash. What's the reason for that? So the Ran says, "Delo havi yarak ela peri." That's not considered a vegetable. The gourd is considered a peri. It's considered a fruit. Ve'it de mefarshe, and some have a different interpretation. They say, "Destam yarak neichal kemot shu hay." Some say when you say vegetable, vegetable means a vegetable that can be eaten raw. However, ve'diluin enokin. Diluin, you can't eat raw. You have to cook them. Some of this. Throughout the sugya of the Diluin, we're going to see two tracks. One track learns the sugya that the issue is over there, that it's not considered a yarak, it's considered a peri. And the other shita is going to say, no, it's even if you want to consider it a yarak. Stam yarak, stam yarak is eaten raw, whereas Diluin are only eaten cooked. Okay, but Rabbi Akiva, osir. Rabbi Akiva says asur. Amru lo, Rabbi Akiva, va lo omer adam lishlucho. A guy tells his messenger, "Kah li yarak. Go to the store, buy me yarak." Vehu omer lo matzati ela dilu'in. And he comes back and says, "Sorry, all I found was dilu'in." So what is that mashma? That dilu'in is not part of yarak. The rabbis are trying to contend against Rabbi Akiva. What are you telling me, Rabbi Akiva, that dilu'in is included in yarak? But we know, ma'asim b'chol yom. A guy sends his messenger to the store. Right? Says, do me a favor, buy me yarak. The messenger comes back, sorry, can I buy you dilu'in? There was no yarak. So it's mashma what? The dilu'in is not part of yarak. So Gemara comes along and says, Amar lahem, so Rabbi Akiva says, ken hadavar. 100%, you're right, that is true. And on the contrary, from that what you're saying, that's my proof. How? When the guy comes back and there's no yarak, does he come along and say, all I found was legumes, all I found was kitnit? Of course he doesn't say that. You know why he doesn't say that? Because there's no relationship between kitniyot and yarak. The guy's going to only come back and say something that's similar to yarak. He's not going to come back when he was sent for yarak. Just take an example. You understand? And there was no yarak, but they have beverages. Beverage. Who asked for beverages? It's got nothing to do with anything. So when a guy comes back and says, "Listen, I only found dilu'in," is mashma that dilu'in is still within the perasha of yarak. I mean, he says something that's still similar. Ela shad dilu'in bichlal yarak. You know why he says dilu'in? Because it's included. That's right, and kitniyot is not. Therefore, other when you bring your proof against me, that's my proof to support my opinion. Mm-hmm. So basically, the Biakiva Shita is that as long as the messenger would come back and say that item, that's considered already included in the umbrella of Yarak. You understand how that works, which means the guy made the vegetables. He said, "Yarak, I'm not going to have. I'm not going to eat them." He made a neder. So, Rabbi Akiva is saying it includes that he's forbidden against dilu'im. So the Hakamim are saying, "What are you talking about? How can you say that? We know that when a guy will send his messenger to go buy him yarak, and there's no yarak, he'll come back and they'll listen. All I found was dilu'im. Tzmashma, I didn't find yarak, all I found was dilu'in." Rabbi Akiva says back, what do you mean? Does he come back and say, "I didn't find vegetables, all I found was kitniyot"? No, he doesn't say it, because kitniyot has nothing to do with yarak. But if he comes back and says, "All I found was dilu'in," it's mashma that there must be some sort of kesher between them. So adrabah, it's included. Yeah. Comes the Gemara, Mishnah concludes, Ve'asur beful amisri lach umutar beyabesh. But everybody agrees that when a guy says yarak, ful amisri, he's not allowed to eat, that's the beans, the Egyptian bean, the fool bean. Lah, as long as it is moist. Umutar biyabesh, but not when it is permissible, when it is dry. What's the hiluk? So the Ran says over here, asur befula misli lah, techul shu lah yarakave. As long as it's still moist, it's in the category of a vegetable, Mashiach. And once it's dry, so then it's not a yarak anymore. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. Now the Gemara begins. Hanoder min hayarak. So the Gemara's question is, Veha min yarak nadav. What do you mean he made a neder against yarak? What's the shehidah? Gdaran. Veha min yarak nadav. The Rabbi Akiva Parich. Hechi asar b'dilu'in. How can you say ya asur in dilu'in? Da min yarak nadav. V'dilu'in lav yarak ninu ela peri. Which means, bottom line, it's a peri. It's called a fruit. So how can it be included in his neder? The bishla ma fula misri. I can accept why you are saying fula misri. If shalomar the kevan she osim mimenu dagan kishu yavesh. Right, when it's dry, they make dagan. They make like a tafshil of dagan out of it. Of a to say dagan. That it's more like a. Right, pegs of Gordon. Gordon. Okay, Gordon. Which means when it's dry, so then they pile it up like a wheat, like a regular legume. Kishu yavesh umekameche lo adu shata yarak avelo peri eladilorin. Which means it doesn't have a status of a peri till it becomes dry. Because then we treat it like a regular wheat, which we'll call, let's say, a peri, not a vegetable. Meshe'enkin, when it's moist, I can accept it as a yarak. Even though Rabbi Akiva gives a reason, I'll prove to you that it's part of yarak. Because the shaliyah comes back and he says, I found dilu'in. He gave his reason. What's the problem? No sagi da utama. It's not enough reason. Kevan dimin yarak dilu'in lav yarak ninu. Which means, very nice of Rabbi Akiva, you gave a nice story, but that cannot be enough. Because bottom line, we got to go with what the guy said. The guy said yarak. Yarak is not considered, dilu'in is not considered yarak. So how could you be osed it? I was talking about, but the messenger comes back. The messenger coming back saying, all I found was dilu'in, it's not enough to osed it when the language is not there. So Gemara says again, Veha min yarak nadar. How could you tell me dilu'in is a surah to be akiva? The guy said the language yarak. Amar ula be'omer yarke kedera alai. Oh, so now we're modifying what the guy said. He didn't say yarak. He said yarke kedera, which literally means that the yarak that goes into the kedera. Now, does that include dilu'in? It's still the same word yarak, but since he was a little more verbose, no, he used extra words, yarke kedera, like the vegetables that go in the pot, from the extra words that he used, he must be including another item. So what do we want to say is including? He must be including not only the regular conventional vegetables, but also just from the extra words that he used. Look at the Ran. Since he uses an extra lashon, now you guys said it's the guy wanted to say vegetables, he just could have said yarak adai. When he said yarke kedera, extra words, limichlal diluin ate. Now, where did you get diluin to include it? Because since you have this shilichut factor, plus the extra words that he said, and now already it's enough to include it. You understand? Which means, it really doesn't imply dilu'in when he uses extra words. But, I know he's including something because he said, yarke kedera alai. So, I'm going to include dilu'in because I also know that when a shaliyah comes back, he'll say, I didn't find the yarak, but I have dilu'in. So with both factors, the extra words that he used, plus the shidurai factor, that'll be enough to include dilurim. Gemara says, who says, V'dilma, yarak ne'echal bekedera ka'amar. What do you mean? Yeah, maybe he is including stuff. Maybe he's including a vegetable that's eaten dafka in a kedera. Which means, what? The ketaran. V'dilma, yarak ne'echal bekedera ka'amar. Dekema de dilurim, litniu beklal yarak. Maybe I'll tell you something. Diloim is not considered Yarak. Let lach rebuyayu miyiturat delishna. You can't include it from the extra language that he used. Ela mai delek al sepuke de mishtamah mina. You know what I'll tell you? It's coming to include something that there's no doubt. Kegon shumim ubetzalim. It's coming to include even garlic and onion. Habaim leatim et hakedera. Which is not only vegetables that you eat per se, but even vegetables that come to give flavor to the kedera. Which is maybe when he said yerke kedera, what is yerke kedera? Vegetables or yerakot that you put in the kedera to do what? To give flavor to the food. For example, garlic. For example, onions. So again, the extra words, I have no problem. You want to include more items on the extra words? I have no problem with that. But include garlic, include the onions. Yerke kedera. Yerakot that go into the kedera to give it flavor. How do you know to include the lorin? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what it means. Be'omer yarak mitbashel bekedera alai. And that's the final answer. The guy said, not yarak that goes into the kedera, yarke kedera, a yarak that is cooked in a kedera is on me. Oh, so now what is that including? So kedera. Bemer yarak mitpashel bekedera alai. V'chol ki aygav nasvir alo de biyakiva dekevan de diluin mamlik shiliha alayu. Since, yes, we know that the shaliach will come back and say, I found diluin, asur bahim. Again, from between the extra wordage and the shiliachumt factor, it's included. V'rabbanan savri dekevan de tzarik le'emluchi alayu lav minau. Right, and the opposite. The rabbis hold, since the shaliach has got to come back and ask, should I buy diluin? That's a proof that it's not included. Now, the kaimalan to Rabbi Akiva, kiboshin efresh lefarenu, b'si'at ha'neshmaya. Halakha, we hold like Rabbi Akiva. Hilkach, hanoder, or noder mena yarak. A guy says, I'm associating myself from the vegetables, the yarak, eno asur b'fri ha'adama. Right, it's not going to be asur in perot. Correct? Even if they come from the adama, it's not going to be asur. Amar yarak kedera alai. What is yarak kedera going to include? Yarak kedera will include garlic and onions. Asur beperot adama ba'im lahakshir ma'akal. You see, normally a garlic is classified as a peri. A onion is classified as a peri. But if he says yarak kedera, it's including even the perot adama that come into the kedera in order to give it flavor. Kishrim b'si mutab b'dilu'im. But it's still be mutab b'dilu'im. Amar. Yaraka mitbashel bekedera alai asur bechol perot adama. By the way, all perot adama is going to be asur. The memlak shliha alayu ki amale mishaleyach yarak. Good. The it the mefarshe. Now that's the sugya according to one mahalach. Okay. Now we're going to learn the sugya according to a different mahalach. And we're going to get all the questions and answers. Let's read it out. V'it demefarshe v'hamin yarak nadar. What do you mean? He made a neder on yarak. V'stam yarak ne'echal kemot shuhai. Stam yarak is a yarak that's eaten raw. And what? Dilu'im are not eaten raw. V'amar ulam b'mer yarke kedera alay dekev. And amar ha'achi used an extra language. Afilu yarak mitbashel b'chaz. Coming to include even the cooked... cooked stuff like the dilu'in. V'dilma yarak ne'echal b'kedera ka'amar. D'kivan d'stam yarak ne'echal kemot shuhai. V'amar yarkei kedera l'ribuye ata yarak ne'echal chai u'b'kedera. Maybe it's including, when he said yarkei kedera, that vegetables that can be eaten raw, that you also put in the kedera to give it flavor. Like what? Garlic and onions. Because those can be eaten raw, and they can also be put into the kedera. Kegon shumim b'chazeret. Chazeret is like lettuce. Aval diluin she'en echalim chayim klalo. But maybe diluin that not eaten raw at all. No. Ufarkina na mitbashel b'kedera alay. Dekevan davar ha mitbashel. Mashma anach deba'u bishul tuba. Even stuff that needs to be cooked. Not stuff you just put in the kedera. Even stuff that's cooked. Ve'en darkan nechon chayim kedeluim. V'nimsa achshav lefi derech zeh. Koitin is derech. Denoder mina yarak. A guy makes a neder against yarak. Asur b'yarak ne'echal kemot shu chay b'lvad. It's only going to include vegetables that can be eaten raw. Umutah b'chol mashu mitbashel. A anything that's cooked to be permissible. Alpha pish the famim ne'akal chai. Right, even though sometimes it's eaten high, doesn't matter. Which means, according to this version, when you say hanoder mina yarak, yarak means items that can be eaten raw, exclusively raw. And therefore, even though let's say you have certain vegetables that are cooked, but sometimes they're eaten high, no good. Yarak means exclusively high. And then what? Amar yarke kedera. Now you can include items that go either way, like garlic and onions, that sometimes are eaten raw and sometimes are eaten cooked. But not including the ones that are eaten dafka bevushalim. Amar yerkeam yerekam et bashel bekedera. Asur ap potan shenechlim bedo bishul. Then you can even include, let's say, diluin that can only be eaten with bishul. So there's very, very important distinction here, according to this version, between the three different things that the guy says. Again, according to this version, what is yarak? Items that are eaten raw. So when a guy says yerek alai, that will only include vegetables that are only eaten raw. Yerke kedera comes now to broaden it and say not only items that are only eaten raw, but even items that are eaten raw and sometimes cooked. Like what? Garlics and onion. When the guy says davara mitbashel, it's coming to include even items that are exclusively only cooked, like dilu'in. So that would be according to that version. Okay. Comes the Gemara and says, "Bemai kamipalge." What is the mahalokti now? Now we get to the bottom line of logic. What's the logic of the rabbis and what's the logic of Rabbi Akiva? B'mai kamipalge Rabbanan savi. The rabbis hold kol milta ditzarik shliha le'emluche ala lav minahu. V'Rabbi Akiva savar kol milta dememlich shliha ala mina o minehu. Okay, very important mahluk, which we spoke about already. Anytime the shaliach has to come back and ask questions, Rabbanan says that's not part of the species. Because if it was part of the species, he just buy it without coming back to ask. Rabbi Akiva says, no, even if he has to come back and ask, from the fact that he's asking on that item, it must be it's similar to the item he was sent for. You hear the savara? Again, hachamim hold, if the shaliach's got to come back and ask, that means it's not part of the species. Because if it was part of the species, you just buy it without asking. Mashiach Rabbi Akiva says, no. If he's coming back and chooses to ask, for example, dilu'in, must be dilu'in is part of the speech, because he's not going to ask something from the field. So that's according to Rabbi Akiva. Good? So that's the machlok. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Abaye, Mode Rabbi Akiva li'inyan malkut she'enu loke. Oh, very important. The guy made an edit against Yarak. He ate dilu'in. No malkut. Normally when a guy breaks his neder, he should get malkut. He's over lo ta'aseh, lo yahel, devaro. But in this case, over, even though Rabbi Akiva says he can't eat the lu'in, he can't give the guy malkut. But why? Because really, it's not explicit in his neder. We're being mahmir on him. But from a humrah, you can't give a guy malkut. Well, we're saying the lu'in is included because of the shaliach factor when he comes back. But bottom line, it's not what he said. He said yarak. I mean, you got to go with his language per se. Dilu'in is not in the yarak family. It's you want to include it in there, but not enough to say it's included for malkut. If he's look at the Ran for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines after they get wide. The inyan malkut she'enu loke. The kevad the dilu'in lo mishtamei behedya. You didn't say it explicitly. Ella miribuyad dilishne. Right? You're just concluding it from the extra words. Davara mitbashel yarak mitbashel bekedera. I forgot the bemlich shlihay ale lo mitzere bevaday. Ela misfeka. The Biakiva, when he was osir, he was only osir misafik hilkach. No lake. You're not going to get malkut. Comes the Gemara and says, Tananatam. We learned. Okay, let's just review the laws of meila. You know, a person has something that's Kodesh, you're not allowed to benefit personally, for personal use. The law of Mi'ila is if you did benefit from it personally, you have to pay back the item plus a Chomesh, plus a 20% fine. The law of Me'ilah is only when one does it b'shogeg. Okay, remember that's a very important law. B'shogeg. So now we start discussing the case. Then that time we learned, a shaliach, guy sent a messenger. He gave him, you know, whatever, money to go buy something. Ha-shaliach sha'asa shlichoto. He took the money. Little did the owner know that the item, the money was hekdesh. He forgot the money was hekdesh. Shogeg. He gave it to the shaliach, do me a favor, go buy me a shirt. The shaliach was following orders and bought the shirt. Who makes the me'ilah in that case? Balabait ma'al. The balabait is the more. Why? Because we have a rule. Shiluho shel adam kimoto. That whatever the shaliach does, goes back to the owner. Good. Lo asa shlichoto. But let's say the guy's a wise guy, the shaliach. Instead of buying a shirt, he went and bought something else. No. Oh, now you're on your own. Now already you did it yourself. Who gets the me'ilah? Shaliach ma'al. So then the shaliach gets the me'ilah. Okay? That's the way it works. Now the Gemara says. Man tana. Who's the author of this Mishnah? This Mishnah by Me'ilah cannot be like Rabbi Akiva. Why? Ditnan, because we have another Mishnah. Ketzad, our Mishnah. What does it say? Same Mishnah. Ketzad, what's the case? Amar lo ten basar le'orchim. Okay, guy, let's say, also a Me'ilah situation. The basar is, let's say, Kodesh, whatever it is. So he comes along and says like this. He tells him, 10 basar le'orchim. He tells him, should do me a favor, give some meat to the guests. V'natan lahim kavid. And instead, he gives them liver. Or the opposite, 10 kavid. He tells him, give them liver. V'natan lahim basar. Either way, ha-shaliach ma'al. The shaliach is considered ma'al because he changed from what the Baal HaBayit told him. He told him, basar. He gave kavid. Kavid, he gave basar. Oh, v'i Rabbi Akiva, ha, amar Rabbi Akiva, kol milta dimimlich ale shaliach minehu. So therefore, lim'ol ba'al abayit v'lo lim'ol shaliach. Let's go according to Rabbi Akiva. A guy tells his shaliach, let's say, do me a favor, go to the market, let me meet. Okay? Exactly. The shaliach will come back and say, listen, sold out, should I buy liver? That happens. Mm-hmm. And what does Rabbi Akiva hold in that situation? Any item the shaliach will come back and ask is considered the same species.
Yeah, that's what he holds.
So therefore, according to Rabbi Akiva, when the guy tells his shaliach, do me a favor, give the guests meat, and he gives them kaved, the challah should be considered fulfilling the Baal HaBayit's wishes, and therefore the Baal HaBayit should be mu'il, not the shaliach. But from the fact that the Mishnah says that it is the shaliach that's ma'al, but it's not going Ali Badr Rabbi Akiva. See the proof? Yeah. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar Abaye, afilu tem Rabbi Akiva. You know what? It can be Rabbi Akiva. No problem. You know why? Mi lo mode Rabbi Akiva ditzarich imluche. Very good. Which means like this. There's an obvious distinction between the laws of Nidareem and the laws of Me'ilah. Mm-hmm. You're right. When a guy comes along and would say Basar, Kavid is included. You know why? Because of that Sivara, that if the Shaliach would come back, he'd say, listen, there's no meat, but you want Kavid. So for Nidareem, when a guy says Basar, it includes Kavid. No problem. But now we're discussing the laws of Me'ilah. When a guy comes along and tells his shaliach, do me a favor, give the guests meat. He said meat. Now if you want to change and give them kaved, you got to ask first. From the fact that you didn't ask, you did something on your own. Kaved is included in basar, but you didn't ask. From the fact you didn't ask, that's why you're mu'il. Yes, there's a distinction between Nidareem and Me'ilah. Nidareem, I just got to go what the guy said. When a guy says, for example, Kunam alai basar.
Whatever's in that category.
So how do I judge what's in the category? I say, listen, kavid is also in the category. You know how I know kavid is in the category? Because if a shaliach is sent to the store to buy meat, he'll come back and say, there was no meat, but there's liver. So since it's in the same, he come back and discuss that item, it's included. So, Nidareem, I just got to go with the Lashon. Basar, kavid is included. But for Me'ilah to be chayav, that is the shaliyah or the Malabai to be Hayav, the Shaliach has to execute orders. Correct? If the Shaliach executes the orders, then it goes back to the Malabai. In this case over here, he tells his servant, do me a favor, give the guest basar. He went along and gave the kavid. You didn't execute what I told you. I said basar. True, kavid could be included in the mean, but I didn't tell you to give them kavid. I told you basar. So therefore, so the fact that you didn't come back and ask me, so therefore, shaliach ma'al. Which means, the law of nedarim just goes what the guy said. What the guy said, it's included in the package.
Basar, kavid,
all those things. But she'enked by mi'ira, mitzi'ut. Listen, there is a difference between basar and kavid. You want to tell me it's included in the package, but...
Okay.
Basar is basar, kavid is kavid.
So, laws.
The laws are going to be, I told you basar, you gave kavid. That's included in the package. That's a yana nidareem, but this, I didn't say kavid. Yeah. You got to come back and ask. You didn't come back and ask, your ma'al. Look at the top line, he speaks it out like this. Me, lo modir ba kivad de tzarik enuche. Tzarik enuche means doesn't he have to go back to the Baal Abad and tell him? Hilkach, lenyan me'ilat shaliach vadai. He's got to go back to the shaliach, and the shaliach, the Baal HaBayit, v'lo mamlich. And the Baal HaBayit namis samich. And the Baal HaBayit's relying, d'chol kamad d'lo mamlich. Listen, as long as you didn't ask me, lo yitin lehem kavid. He makes it clearer. Which means, I know kavid is included in the perasha, but you know when kavid is included? When you come back and ask. Stam, when I said basar, you're right, granted. The guy will come back and say, can I give kavid? Okay, good, that shows it's included, but you don't give the kavid without asking.
Okay.
You understand?
Like in the first case, asked.
Right, you gotta come back and ask. So therefore, there's a difference. Comes the Gemara and says, Itmar. Shmarta kamed Rava. So they brought this halakha in front of Rava, which means they brought the Mishnah, trying to say that it wasn't like Rabbi Akiva, and they gave Abaye's answer, that no, it can even going like, Rabbi Akiva, Amar Leon, he said, Shapir Amar Nahmani. He said, you know what? Nahmani said good. Nahmani was the nickname that they used to call Abaye. Abaye was an orphan. He was raised by Rabbah bar Nahmani. So the Gemara says over here, when they went to Rava with the Aleph, they told me, this is the way Abaye answered the question. He said, good. Shapir Amar Nahmani. Nahmani answered nicely. Man Tana de Palik Aled Rabbi Akiva. New question. Who's the opinion that argues on Rabbi Akiva? Which means, who's the opinion out there that says that when the shaliach comes back and says, listen, I didn't find yarak, but I'm going to give dilu'im. You don't go with the shaliach, which means even though the shaliach comes back, adrabah, that's a proof when the shaliach comes back and says dilu'im, that's an ayah that is different. Who's that opinion? I want to say, Rabban Shimon b'Gamlieli. How do you know? Detanya. Hanodir min basar. Okay, guy makes a neder against meat. Asur bechol mine basar. It includes all basar. The asur berosh, even the brains, uberaglayim, the feet of the animal, ubekane, kane would be like the trachea, ubekaved, liver, ubelev, the heart, ubeofot, even chicken is considered basar, umutar bebasar dagim vehagabim. But when it comes to fish and grasshoppers, that's not included in basar. Rashbag, Rabban Shimon Gamliel ben Hanoder min basar asur bechol mine basar. However, umutar berosh is permissible in the brains, uberaglayim, ubekane, ubekaved, ובלב ובעופות ואין צריך לומר בשר דגים ועגבים וכן היה רבן שמעון מגמליאל אומר קרביים. The קרביים is like the innards of the animal, the inside, the קרביים. How do you call it there? Intestines, yeah. לאו בשר. The gizzards. It's not, that's in the chicken. It's not considered בשר. It's not meat. ואוכליהן לאו בר אינש. And people that eat it are not people.
That's what I said.
What does it mean? So the Gemara says, what do you mean? It's not people. Ochlehen kebasar le'inyan zibine lav bar inash. Which means, what do you mean you're not a person if you eat it? Anybody that has a chance to buy meat, and instead you take the same money that you could have bought meat, and you spend it on the equivalent value for kirabayim, So you're not a human being. You had a chance to buy meat and you bought this inferior stuff over here. So it's li'anyan zivine. Zivine meaning the one that purchased it. Labar inash. He's not a human being. There's another interpretation of this Gemara. Li'anyan zivine means, you know what the nafka minah is over here? When I tell you labar inash, it's animal food. And what's my proof? Le'inyan zevineh. If a guy goes and buys kedabayim, right, from the store, and he brings it home, he can't eat it, he cannot return it to the store. Because why? It's not a mekachtaot. Because you got to know, this stuff over here is not for human consumption. Okay. And therefore, he didn't trick you. You bought it tested. Well, you thought that you could be able to eat it. So therefore, you see, labarinash, it's not fit for human consumption. But what do you see from over here? So Gemara says, Mai shena basar off. Now what's the reason why Tanakama said chicken is included? When a guy says I'm not eating basar, Tanakama of this brayta said, why chicken is included? What's the logic? Because what happens? The shaliah is going to come back for that. Hey, there was no meat, should I buy chicken? So you see, Tanakama includes what the shaliah is going to come back for. So basar dagim nameh avid shaliha. For that matter, the game also should be included. You know why? The ilo mishkach bisra mimlech ale. The amar ilo mishkach na bisra aiti dagim vilitziru. Right? Same logic. Guys, there was no meat. You want fish? So according to Tanakh Kama, at least that goes with what the shaliach is going to say. So therefore, you have a question. How come we didn't include dagim? Amar Abaye. Abaye says an interesting answer. Talk about a specific case. We're talking about a guy, before he made his neder, he let bloodletting. Mm-hmm. And we know that if a person bloodlets, you don't eat fish. That's an item you don't eat. So therefore, we know when he made his neder against basar, we know he never was including fish, because he can't eat fish, because he just bloodlet. So therefore, it wasn't bechlal his neder at all. Which means Abaye is conceding. If let's say it was a regular case, just like chicken would be asur, because the shaliach would come back, fish would also be asur. Because anything that, according to Tanakama, anything that the shaliach comes back with, you know, they didn't have this, they have that, it's going to be asur. But this case over here is talking about where we know the guy explicitly is not including fish. Why? Because he just came back from bloodletting. So we know in his brains, when he made the neder, he didn't mean fish. That's why he's mutar bedagim. Even if the shaliach comes back. I don't care to check about it. I know I'm not including fish. Look at the condition that he's in. Good? Now, afilu ofot name lo achil. Oh, you're going with the guy who just bloodlet? Then lechaora,
ofot should be mutar.
It should be permissible to have chicken also. You know why? The Amar Shmuel, dim sokar, a guy that bloodlet from his shoulders, that's where they used to sometimes let the blood out, from the shoulders, the achil bisra de tzafra, and he eats the meat of birds, meaning poultry, his heart will flutter away like a bird, which means no good. So you see what? Guy who bloodlets also doesn't eat chicken. But you told me that chicken's included. Be'isur. Vetanya, and we have another writer to support this. En mekizin. A guy doesn't bloodlet, relying on the fact lo al dagim, that he's going to have fish later. Velo al ofot. Velo al basar maliyah. Vetanya. Hekiz dam lo yochal lo halav velo givina. You shouldn't have milk, not cheese. Velo bitzim, not eggs. Velo shechlayim, that's cress. It's a vegetable. Velo ofot, not chicken. Velo basar maliyah, and not salty meat. So you see over here what? That the chicken is anyway not eaten by a kazah guy. So therefore, if you tell me that's the case, the chowra chicken should be mutar. Give us the answer. Shari ofot. De efshar al yedesh shilika. Chicken is a way to eat it. If you super cook it for a long time, it's okay for the guy that bloodletting. So therefore, since it is edible, it's included in his neder. Why? Because the shaliah will come back on that item. Now let's give another answer of the Gemara. Abaye Amar, Kegon Dechaybin Le'ene. Different answer. The guy that made this neder, before he made his neder, he had a problem with his eyes. His eyes were hurting him. And therefore, De Dagim Kashim Le'enayim. A guy won't eat fish. A guy has a problem with his eyes. does not eat fish. Therefore, even though the Mishnah will come back and say there was no meat but there's fish, we know this guy never included fish because he has a eye problem. Achil dagim adaba. If that's the case, he should eat fish.
Yeah,
why? Deha amar Shmuel. Shmuel gave a remez in the alphabet. Nun samich ayin. Those are three letters that are next to each other. Now, nuna is fish in Aramaic. Nuna. Sama le'ayin is the remedy of the eyes. Nun samich ayin. Nuna sama ayin. So it's good for the eyes. You tell me he had a eyeache, so he's not eating fish. Adraba. Shmuel says, you do eat fish. Ha'usof uchna. No. At the end of the eyeache, at the end of the process, whatever, how many long days it takes, then you eat fish. But in the beginning of the eyeache, you don't eat fish. So therefore, this guy made his neder in the beginning of the eyeache. He was sure he meant it for now. He wasn't anticipating in the 2 months from now when the eye gets better, when or is healing, that the fish is mutar. You go where it is now. And therefore, the fish is going to be asur. But what do we prove from here at least? We prove inconclusively that it is the Tanakama of that pride that goes with what the Shaliyah says. Mashaik and Rabban Shimon Gamliel said, he's mutar to have chicken, he's mutar to have fish. Well, even though the Shaliyah comes back and says there was no meat, there was chicken, we don't go to Shaliyah. Adraba. If he has to come back and ask, that shows you it's not included. So we prove that Rashbag is the one that argues on Rabbi Akiva. Now we have to read the Ran to negotiate the Halakha. That's very significant that we know his argument on Rabbi Akiva. I'll tell you why. Because we have a general rule. Halakha can be Akiva mehavero velo mehaverav. So now, which means you can only posik like Rabbi Akiva when an individual is arguing against him. But if it's the Rabin that's arguing, then you go like haverav, you go like the majority. So therefore, the Gemara tells us, you know who's arguing Rabbi Akiva? Rashbag. So now that gives us a leeway if we want to be posek like Rabbi Akiva. So let's read it on now. Le'anyan halakha. See it? Kaimalan can be Akiva.
There you go.
Okay. And therefore what? Dechol mide de mamlich ale shliha mine. I'm sorry, shliha minehu. Anything that the shaliah will come back and ask, that's considered part of the species. Dehas atam nantana perikola basak be Akiva. Of course, we have another Gemara on Chulin that also goes like Rabbi Akiva. Afagav de lo yad'in an im mahloket v'halkach setam, o setam v'halkach mahloket. Which means we don't know which came first, because in our Mishnah it's a mahloket. In Chulin it's actually just Rabbi Akiva alone. Now we have general rules. If it's a setam and then a mahloket, then we'll go with the setam. But if the mahloket came first, then the setam, so we have to go like the other shita. So we don't know exactly which came first, but it doesn't matter. Number one, because he's mahmir. And when it comes to the darim, we're going to be mahmir to include more stuff. The odd, the ham mifarish b'gemara, demand the padigyal of Rabbi Akiva. The one that argued Rabbi Akiva, yehidahu. The ainu, the bunch of gemliyah, v'kay malana lachak Rabbi Akiva, mechavero. You got Rabbi Akiva, mechavero, there was no problem. Two reasons why we posik Rabbi Akiva. Hilkach, what does it come out now? Hanodem in a basar. Let's speak it out ourselves. Nodem and Abbasar, what would you say, according to Rabbi Akiva? It's going to be asur on everything.
Fish.
Even fish.
Yeah,
because, again, if you don't say the guy just came from bloodletting or has an eyeache, on a regular guy, fish is going to be included. Because bottom line, it will be an alternate. The guy will come back, hey, there was no meat, there was no fish. Good. Nodem and Abbasar, asur bechol mine basar, ub ofot, ub dakim, kol shelo hekiz dam, velo kevim la'ineh. So long as he didn't just bloodlet or has eyeache, because then the fish would be permissible. Because he's not including fish, because anyway, he's not, he can't eat it. Okay? Umi udavka, now here's a very poor point. Davka be'atrad dememlich shliha alayu. It's davka in a place where that's the custom, where the shalach will come back and say, they didn't have this, they have that. Aval be'atrad delo memlich alayu mutar. But if the shalach doesn't come back and ask for those items, mutar. If he doesn't come, that means it's not part of the species.
Exactly.
If he won't come back and say, there was no meat, you want chicken, if they don't do that in that place, so chicken is mutar.
It's not part of it.
Because it's not considered part of the species. He's only sitting in basar, which is a species. Good. So therefore, the Ran just throw. No, it's if the Shaliyah doesn't come back, that's not part of the species. It was mutar.
Because we saw two.
What problem? The guy made. That.
Now let's say he's in a place where they say there's no meat, but there's cheese. So, our cheese would be. Yeah.
Who would do that? Who would do that? That's not normal. No place would do that.
Is it shelo kedivrei Rambam zan? Why? What did Rambam write? Second white line. Shekata beperek tishrei melchon yedarim de dagim lo mitzere era behatra de vemnir shliha alayu.
When it came to dagim, the Rambam made the hiduk. It depends. What the menhag of the places.
The ofot mitzere bechol duchta.
But chicken is asur in all places. The Ran does the same. The Chavra, fish and chicken are working with the same logic. So why should chicken be asur in every place? It should be asur also according to the Nanak.
So he says, the umenatema.
I'm shocked.
Why? The Gemara mashvinan lehu.
The Gemara makes them equal.
Hilkach tarvayu lo mitzere ela be'atrad memnich shliha alayu. Ushelo ekiz dam v'lo kivin ne'ayneh. Aval ekiz dam v'chivin ne'ayneh.
If he did the bloodletting way, so I don't know. Even though it's asur be'ofot, because we said at the end,
there's a way to eat it
because you can boil it. Mutar bedagim, but dagim, no, you don't eat at all.
Now, miu ki amrina de mutar bedagim.
That which we said that he's allowed to have fish, because why we say fish is not included. B'shekiz dam
v'kivin ne'ayne lo shavu ahadade.
The laws are not equal. Why? Let's just speak it out again. What's the logic we said? Because when you bloodlet, for sure the guy didn't have intention to send himself fish, because he doesn't need fish. Right? So when he says, he didn't mean fish, therefore it's mutar. And the same thing when he has a eyeache. Okay? Now he says,
the b'shekiz dam, lo shari bedagim, ela davka be'oser basar al atzmo le'yom hakaza bilvad.
The only time the fish is going to be permissible if he made a neder for one day.
Oh.
On the day of the Hakazah.
Because that's when he's really not going to
have
fish.
That's when he cannot have the fish, on the day of the Hakazah.
Dechi agavna en dagim bechla b'shum debalav achilo achim inayu. Wahu yoma aval, yasa basad shemona yamim uyoter.
No, then it should
Which means if he goes, let's say...
Make a neder for a week.
For a week, or whatever it is.
Dagim bechlal. Dafagav dvot stanik le mesrinu nahu yoma... You're right.
Even though for today he's not going to eat fish, but for the other days,
he could have had it.
He knows he could have it. So if it's included. Very important. Hiluk.
Told you.
Which means, when the guy's making, let's say, a neder for one day, Yom HaKaza. But for sure, Yom HaKaza, we know he's not having fish. So therefore, fish is going to be mutat. Mashiach, let's say, makes a neder, I'm not having basat for a week. So in a kanami, even though day one, maybe he didn't have kavanah for fish, but on the subsequent days, fish is back in the game. Therefore, fish is going to be asur, because it's included. Very important. Mashe'enkin, when it comes to his eyeache,
ubedekevin le'ineh,
when his eyes are hurting,
enochen. Da'afidu be'osin l'shloshim yom o yoter, en dagim bechlal. Fish are not good. You know why? She'er nomar shebepnei yamim ha'achirin nadar she'er'enu yodem matay yitrapesh yisrek le'esod dagim alav.
It's not definite.
Which is, we said, you're right, at the end of the process of the eye situation, right.
It's okay.
You can eat it, right?
But he doesn't know when that is.
But he doesn't know when that is. And he doesn't anticipate it. So even if the guy, let's say, 30 days of not eating basar, and when he had the eyeache when he did it, fish was never included.
Right.
But he said 30 days. Because he don't know, maybe things are going to last for 2 months. Mm-hmm. So he never anticipated yet when he's going to get better. So fish was never bichlal. Good?
Yeah.
Okay. That's the Rashba says.
Vili, but the Ran argues. He says, Lo shari bedagim ela inadar yome demuche lefu mad dekevin le'ine de belav dedra lo achiminayu.
He's make the same chiluk by the eye. She's even by the eyes, he's only in mutar according to what you could assume
the story is
how long the situation. But if he made a neder for 30 days, let's say, where you can figure that by somewhere in between it's going to get better, then in the chanami is going to be asur on him. So the Rashba says when it comes to a long item like the ayek, you don't anticipate. Therefore, you never had in mind for the fish. Therefore, it's always going to be mutar. Ran says, no, if the guy can anticipate that it's going to get better after a certain time, and he made the neder way out, in the chanami it's going to be asur on him.
Umistabra.
Last point of the Ran.
The basar maliyah.
Oh, now what do we say? Hakaza, a guy doesn't eat salted meat. That's not an item included, right?
Now, ביומד הקזה הזו. If you made a sur, I'm not eating meat on the day of Hakazah, but die.
Include salt in it.
Dinehi de'en meki. No, what do you mean? Chala, why should it include it? I thought we said you don't eat salted meat on the day of Hakazah. So that should be the opposite. He wants to say, Mr. de Basabat, afilu biyomad Hakazah, asur. What's the logic? Dinehi de'en meki zina basamat. True, you're right. You don't break your food. You don't eat basamat on Hakazah. Kevad de basar mamashu. Hey, listen, it is basar. Ve'lot sari shlihan emnucha ale kedagim. And by the way, the shen doesn't even have to come back, by the way. When you send your shalich to buy basar, and there's basar maliyah, he doesn't even have to come back and ask, should I get it? That's basar. So therefore, mitzar. Diyomad ha-kaza lav ochaha me'elyahu. Wow. Yom ha-kaza that he made the neder on that day is not enough to exclude explicit things that he said. That'll be enough for an item that you need the shaliach coming back. Mm-hmm. But to come along and exclude what he said for the hakazah situation, that's too much.
It's meat.
Yeah. How far you want to go? Yom hakazah. Well, even meat, you're going to... But he said meat. Which is, yom hakazah is a good add-on
for the
items that... The Shana will come back. Hey, listen, there was no basar. Should I get fish? He said, by the way, and Yom HaKazah, he didn't mean fish. First of all, he didn't say fish. And second of all, the guy had HaKazah. Okay? So for that, it's okay. He says, Hilkach lo ma'ani ela lemidi de tzarik shliha mi'a lemnucha ale kedagim. Aval gebe basar ma'liyah. לא אביו הוכחה, דהי לא תמאחר, אז זה יספוב את זה. הדקטני מותר בבשר ודגים. What did it say in the Gemara? If it's the יום הקזה, מותר בבשר ודגים. תמיד בן החידוש. תמיד, if it's יום הקזה, also about he had הקזה that he made a neder, so he מותר בבשר מליח. From the fact that the Gemara only said that when he made a neder, when he did הקזה that he made a neder, he's only מותר בבשר ודגים ועופות. And he didn't say בשר מליח. Smash that basar maliyah is always going to be asur. Let in amiu basar maliyah. David buta tafe. But die kedam lina. So basar maliyah hidush. So we wouldn't have thought that. Guy makes a neder on the day of his hakazah. I am not eating basar. He cannot eat basar maliyah. But no one eats basar maliyah on the day of hakazah.
But that's what he
said. That's what he said. You cannot go against his words.
Explicit.
Because of a time frame that he made his neder. Udenyan hagabim. Oh, what about grasshoppers? Bechol duchta shari. That's for sure mutar. You know why? De lo mimlach alai ushaliyah klal. Because the shah not even come back, and it was no meat. Should we buy grasshoppers? Kedamlinan medamlinan dagim nami avit shdi adam nich alaiu. The Gemara says fish. Sometimes the shdi will come back. De lo amar dagim b'hagavim, but never said fish and grasshoppers. Kedamlinan bamsa perikaleskan shvekom makom mutar b'hagavim.